Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking global meat demand with Glenn Tonser. Back with Glenn after this.
When Kubota celebrates, Kubota customers win. And right now, we're celebrating over 1.5 million sales in America. That means you win with a special milestones and money-back savings event going on now at your local Kubota dealer. Take advantage of hundreds or even thousands of dollars in instant cash rebates on select new Kubota equipment now through December 31st. It's the savings event that celebrates Kubota customers, past, present, and future. Learn more at KubotaMilestonesSavings.com.
If you are a Native American who was denied a farm loan or loan servicing from the USDA between 1981 and late 1999, you could get a payment of up to $50,000 or more. There will be meetings at the Hampton Inn and Suites in Durant, Oklahoma on December 19th through the 21st, where you can get free legal help filing a claim. That's the Hampton Inn and Suites in Durant, December 19th through the 21st. Go to IndianFarmClass.com or call 1-888-233-5506 for more details and a full schedule of meetings.
The United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization puts out an annual Food Outlook Report that discusses some of the world's market trends and what certain developments may mean for the future. Livestock economist Dr. Glenn Tonser explains some of the findings from the report and how they're related to current meat demand on a global basis.
Comparing 2011 with 2010, beef production worldwide is expected to be down 0.5%, but poultry production up 3% and pork just shy of a full percent, such that overall meat is up 1.3%. What I think is interesting to highlight in this report is how those production changes differ from trade volume changes, and narrowly beef trade volumes up just shy of 1%. That's consistent with, if you like, the general concept of globalization. Those with a comparative advantage in producing are doing so, and more product is crossing borders both in and out than we traditionally have seen. Likewise, on the poultry and pork front, trade has up year over year, and it's up in volume beyond the volume increase in production. So across all meats, we are moving more and more every year towards the globalization, you know, countries that have a comparative advantage in producing meat and more narrowly in producing the three different types of main meats are doing so, focusing on it and exporting a higher portion of that production.
And this report illustrates that there are differences between developed and developing countries when it comes to food consumption. According to Dr. Tonser, clearly developing countries are going to be consuming more food because they've got more income to buy it, and a lot of that could be including meat consumption.
Actual total food consumption is expected to be down 0.4 kilograms within the developed world. That reflects higher prices, maybe more stable diets, quote unquote, room to pull back, if you like, and not have the same nutritional issues. And then on the flip side, in the developing world, actually almost a full kilogram, 0.8 kilograms increase per capita per year. That reflects the opposite story, is income's growing and disproportionately those diets are changing as well. You would expect this kind of, you know, gap between developed and developing world changes to continue going forward. And I also would submit, even though it's not highlighted in this report, if this was provided on meat, I think that gap would be even wider.
The key from this particular report, a couple of takeaways. One is that in the developed world, not a lot more food will be consumed, but these countries have the money, have the ability to pay for U.S. beef and pork and poultry exports and will continue to do so. In the developing world, though, the explosive growth is out there for meat imports of some sort, whether it's from the U.S. or other countries, for beef and pork and poultry, as they'll have the income to buy up on their diet, at least somewhat. Bottom line, U.S. customers in the years to come are going to have to compete more directly than ever before for the right to buy and consume U.S. beef and pork and poultry. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Agriculture's big business in Oklahoma, and nobody covers it better than Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Ron is the source for agricultural news, news that means the difference sometimes between profits and losses on the farm. That's why the National Cattlemen's Beef Association awarded Ron the Excellence in Agriculture Journalism Award. When you need up-to-the-minute information about Oklahoma agriculture, listen to farm broadcasters Ron Hayes and Ed Richards on this station, a proud member of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.